start the day the Torah way. Mimipa matono. When least becomes the most. The Sefer, as well as this week's parsha of Bamidbar, commences by telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu Bamidbar Sinai. The Medrash, the beginning of this week's parsha, refers to the Bamidbar Sinai Mikan Shonu Chachomim. From here Chachomim taught the Gimel Dvar Nitna Torah. The Torah was given through three aspects, three perspectives in the giving of Torah to Kal Yisrael. The Eish, Bamayim, Bamidbar. Three vehicles, if you like. Fire, water, and Midbar. The Eish, Minayin, where do we know for fire from? Because the Pasuk tells us, Matan Torah v'har Sinai Oshan Kulei. Uva Mai Minayin, where do we know from that Torah was given through the vehicle of water? Shinema, Gam Shamayim Notfu, Gam Ovin Notfu Moyim. That the Pasuk in Shoftim, which tells us that water is associated with Matan Torah. Uva Midbar Minayin, how do we know that Midbar is also a vehicle, a prerequisite for Matan Torah? Vayedada Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. The Loma Nitno b'gimul dvoim halodu asked for Medrash. Why did we require, what is the purpose of these three elements, water, fire, and Midbar, wilderness, being associated with Matan Torah? Firstly, says the Medrash, Eloma elu chinam l'chol boya elam. Just as these three elements are found as something which doesn't cost anything, l'chol boy olam, they're free to everyone. Water and fire and midbar are accessible to all. Kach divrei Torah chinam heim. Likewise with divrei Torah, as the Novi Yeshaya says, hoichol somei l'chul amayim. It's there, you're thirsty. Go and access the water. Go and find that which you require. Another pirush which is specific to Midbar is Kol mi she'eina oisa atzmei kemidbar hefka eina yochel liknos es hachochma v'atayra. Anybody who does not make himself analogous to the Midbar in terms of hefka, hefka meaning ownerless, ownerless meaning abandoning one's own preconceived notions, one's own agendas, one's own selfish bias, unless one is able to reach that madriga, ein yochel liknos es hachochma v'atayra. One is not able to acquire chochma and Torah. Lekach ne'emar b'midbar Sinai. That is the meaning of the introduction to Sefer Bamidbar and to Matan Torah. There seems, however, to be a little bit of a difficulty in the hemshech of the pasuk, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu b'midbar Sinai b'ayel mayed. Ayel mayed, says the Ramban in Sefer Shemos, ayel mayed is representative of the capacity of Klal Yisrael to recreate Mamad Har Sinai when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to come and speak with Moshe Rabbeinu Ba'ayhel Mayed, because Klal Yisrael have been able to create a mokum for Hashruas Hashchina, a place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence can come and rest. So on the one hand, we have to be Bamidbar Sinai. The key to Kabbalah Satira is to be Hefka Mamash Kamitba. And yet on the other hand, the Ayal Mayed speaks exactly of the opposite. Says the Ramban at the end of Parshas Boy, a very famous Shtikla Ramban, what's the Kavana of Bote Knesius and Bote Medrash that we create Beroi Pe'er V'Hador in the most beautiful and the most expansive of fashions? It's in order that we should be able to gather together and be made to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to say before him B'risech HaNachnu. And what seems to happen is that there is a dissonance, there is almost a contradiction between the two ways in which one achieves that end. There is the element of Bamidbar Sinai, which represents the total relaxation, the total loss of connection between ego, the total abnegation of self. And on the other hand, Ba'ayel Ma'ed, there is the capacity of the human being to create and to make that which is necessary for Hashra's Shechina in the world. Later in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parsha Sukkas, the Medrash and the Gemara in the Dorim Nunhei darshan in a very similar way the psukim which in their literal context and translation are the Shira on the Be'er, the song of praise sung by Klal Yisrael for the manner in which they were provided with water in the Midbar. And the Medrash goes on to say that the psukim mi Midbar Matana mi Matana Nachliel, says the Medrash, Dova Acha, taking the posuk chutz midei pshutai, the Medrash teaches as follows: Lama nidno ba midbar? Why mi midbar matana was the matana of Torah given to Klal Yisrael in the midbar? She'ilu nidno lehem ba eretz Yisrael, if it was given to them in eretz Yisrael, hayah shevet she nidno bitchuma eimer, that shevet in whose chelek Torah was given would say, ani kodem ba. Oh, the Torah is mine. The Torah belongs to me. It's our shevet nachla more than anyone else's. Lokach nidna bamidbo sheyiyu akol shovim bo. Says the Medrash, the reason the Torah was given in the midbar was in order that every member and every chelek of Klal Yisrael should know that they have an equal claim on and to the Torah. No elite individual group or even single individual can claim more connection to Torah than any other. Torah is Meirosha, Kielas, Yaakov. Torah has to be given to Gans Klal Yisrael. And everybody has to feel that shaykhus to Torah. Mimela, it's not just the pshat that as an individual I have to be prepared to be mevatel my own ritzonos and my own she'ifas to those of the klal, but it is also that the klal itself has to understand sheyiyu akol shovim bo, that everybody has an equal chilek in Torah. Furthermore, says the Medrash there on the pasuk in Parshas Sukkas, that dava'acha ba'midbar mimekayim et haTorah, the Medrash concludes, and this comes back to the idea that we said from the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar itself, who is able to be mekayim the Torah? Mi shemesim atzmei kamidbo umaflig atzmei min hakoyel. So we see that there is a concept of Torah speaking to every individual, and every individual having to give up, to let go of that which they may consider to be their specific element of self-interest. Let's look at the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Nun Hei, which darshans in a very similar way to the Medrash, but takes us in a slightly different derech as well. Mai dichsivu min mitba matonu matonu nachliel u min achliel bamis, kiven she'os ha'odem es atzmoi kamid bo shumuf kala koil. When a person makes himself like the mitba shumuf kala koil, doesn't say here a lashon of hefka. A lashon of hefka, if we medayek carefully, means that a person gives up on their own self-interest. Mufkal akol means what? The one is accessible to everyone. Just like we said sheyu akol shovim bo in the Medrash and Parshas Sukkos, that Torah has to be something to which everybody has a chelek and it's equally accessible. The individual who wants to be able to be zoicha to the matana of Torah has not only to give up something of one's own she'ifas and one's own ambitions and aspirations, but also has to be mufka lakel. Torah nitna le b'matana. Such a person who is both prepared to relinquish selfish and self-serving ambition, and equally to be mufka lakel, to be accessible to others as well, to be a capacitor, an enabler, to allow other people to grow in Torah, then Torah is nitlev matana, shinema umibba matana. The kibin shinitlev matana, says the Gemara, nachloi keil. One has a nachla of his kashus with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shinema, as the Pasuk says, umimatana nachliel. Agav, there is a Rashba which is brought down in the Rishonim Baba Basra, who explains that this type of drush, which is clearly not pshuta shel mikra, is nonetheless something which is merumas and mekusha to the psukim, that we should understand the Gemara, the Medrash, in bringing these droshes on these psukim, is finding that makor and that asmachta in the Torah to the concept mimitba matana, to the concept of matan Torah being a continuum which starts from one point, leads to another, as we'll see presently. The kibbutz shel nachloi keil, once one has as a nachla, this is kashrus with the Ribbono Shel Olam, oyle l'gdula. Person is oyle l'gdula. It's getting a little bit strange now, isn't it? Because we're saying that the whole yisoid of kinyan Torah is, of kabbalah satorah is, to be like a midbar, who is heskel akol, who is mufkel akol. Zot the Gemara now, that the mahalach seems to be, oh, you start off mufkel akol, then you get Torah batonah, then you get a madriga of nachal akol, then one's oyelig gdula. But we said the whole thing was dafka not to be oyelig gdula. We'll explain that in a minute. Kiven shenachal akol oyelig gdula shenema uminachli obamais. But if a person lifts themselves up and becomes a balgaiva as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilai shenema umi bamois hagai. And the Gemara concludes by saying, V'loyois ela sheshoikinois ibekalka shenema v'nishkafal b'nei ha'yishimun, that the person is not only brought down a peg or two, but shoikinei sebekarka is actually embedded in the ground, as it says, nishkvah apnei yishimun, in chayzebe HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbir shnema kol geyinothi. Fascinating. This continuum, therefore, is much more significant than we originally understand it to be. It starts off with a person being kamidba hefka mufkalakoyo, and the person through that is zeich to the matana of Torah and nachalei keil and is oyeli gdula. If one abuses that matana for personal self elevation and self promotion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilai, and even HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that person, and as is the lashon of the Gemara, is shaking oisei bakarka, that person becomes entombed, embedded in the ground. But there's a possibility of teshuvah subsequently. So we see that there are ebbs and flows in the development of the individual from mimatona, mimitpo matona, through matona nachliel, etc., etc. How do we apply this in terms of our own personal experience of matan Torah, and the way in which we relate, we're to relate to that particular experience? We know famously that at the moment that Klal Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai, so the Pasuk tells us that Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, on which Rashi brings down the well-known Maimon Chazal, Ki Ish Echod Beleid Echod, that one of the necessary preconditions for Matan Torah was Ki Ish Echod Beleiv Echod. In the second chilek of Aleishur, the Mashkiach Tzadav Shlomo Volba brings down a most beautiful idea from Rebbe Lezer Kaplan Hashem Yunkim Domov, who was the Mashkiach in the Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva in Radin. And the idea which he explains is the following. What's the ki'ish echod b'leiv echod? There's a well-known maimon chazal which tells us tvorim ha-yotzim min ha-leiv nichnosim la-leiv. Words which emanate from the heart enter the heart. And the Lezer Kaplan used to explain pshat in that as follows. The emes, he says, libon shel Yisrael chatu. The Lev Yisrael is really one single heart. It's just subdivided amongst Kein Yirbu, millions of Yidden across the world. But the heart is one heart. Therefore he explains, Dvorim ha-yotzim min ha-lev. When words actually come out of the heart, for words to emanate from a heart, the heart itself has to open. If the heart opens, it's not just my heart which has opened. Everybody's heart within Klal Yisrael has opened because Liban Shel Yisrael Chatu. Mimeila Dvorim ha-yotzim min ha-lev nichnasim la-lev because the words of Torah which have emanated from a heart which has opened are now able to enter the heart of another which is also open at that particular moment. Ki ish echod b'leiv echod. The achona to Matan Torah is also a achona which involves a recognition of relinquishing something. That I have to recognize that it's not just my heart, it's not just my desires, it's not just what I may feel I need or I want. There's an element of Libon Shel Yisrael, the being makasha with that sense of the heart of Klal Yisrael, in order to be able to be makabel Torah itself. So we see that both in terms of the Midbar Sinai, in terms of that madrega of Hefka of Mufkel HaKoyel, there is a necessary prerequisite of ensuring that a person is able to reduce, to eradicate their own self-driven self-interest, and equally in terms of Kabbalah Satira, Ki Ish Echod B'Leiv Echod, there is a requirement of recognizing that there is something greater than the hisoirus of the heart of the individual, which is the hisoirus of the heart of Klal Yisrael as a whole. After Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu reassures Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber ato imonu v'nishma, v'al yedaber imonu elekim pen nomus. You speak with us, we'll hear from you. We can't withstand the misoyim of hearing the unmediated Kol Hashem. Says Moshe Rabbeinu Elo Om, Al Tiro, don't be afraid. Ki levavur nasis efchem bo elikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has come here to elevate you, to give you something to be proud of, to give you a new sense of reality of who you are. And to ensure that you will have awe and reverence before Hashem, that you will not come to be over Avirus. There is a Medrash also in Shemos Gabi Matan Torah which refers to the way in which the Kol Hashem was heard at Matan Torah. Says the Medrash Rabbi in Shemos Perich Hatzes, Koyel Hashem b'koyach. The voice of Hashem was heard b'koyach. Ilu hayaksiv koyel Hashem b'koychoi. If the prophet told us that the voice of Hashem was heard at the time of Matan Torah b'koychoi, lefi the koyach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, lo hayah ha'olam yochol la'amid. The world would indeed not have been able to exist. Elo Kol Hashem b'koyach. The meaning of the pasuk with the voice of Hashem was heard b'koyach is b'koyach shel kol echod ve'echod. The Kol Hashem was heard at the level that was appropriate to every individual. Habachrim lefi koychom. The young men according to their ability to hear the message. Hazakenim lefi koychom. The older people according to their koyach. Haktanim lefi koichon, the younger people, according to their ability. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu concludes the Medrash. Says Hakadosh Baruch Hu loy bishvil sheshamatim koilet harbe tiyu suvurim shema elohis harbe yesh bashamayim. Don't think because you have heard apparently different voices, a multiplicity of voices, each person experienced Matan Torah in a different way, that there are different divinities, chas v'shon kaviyochu b'shamayim, elo tiyu yoidim she'aniu Hashem lekecho, she'nemo anichi Hashem lekecho. In the experience of Matan Torah, there was a dissonance as well. There was a dissonance in terms of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and meets Klal Yisrael ponim el ponim, but not kafi that which is right ki'ilu for the Ribbono Shel Olam kafi erkei which a human being can ever be mastic. In Matan Torah itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu was mashpil himself to the Madrega which develops every individual to the maximum of their potential, not less than they can achieve, but equally not more. Koyo Hashem b'koyach, not Koyo Hashem b'koychoi. And that tension, that dissonance, is evident in the Bamidbar Sinai, that on the one hand we have to go out Bamidbar Sinai, hefka mufkan ha-koyl, and on the other hand, with knowledge and aspiration of Ohel Moed, that we will build a Mishkan v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shochanti b'seichom, as the famous Maimon Chazal goes, b'leiv shel kol echod v'echod b'seichom. The purpose of Matan Torah is that every individual develops to their maximum potential, and yet it's b'seichom within Klal Yisrael as a whole. The greatness of Klal Yisrael is every individual achieving their utmost, and that becomes the glory of Klal Yisrael, because like the physical heart only functions when every valve, when every part of the heart is healthy and functioning properly, in the same way Liban Shel Yisrael, which is Chatu, requires that Madrega, requires that fine tuning which enables the heart to function in the correct and the proper way. So Minidbo Matono really means what? That actually one starts from the point of view Hefka Mufka Lakoil, and as the Gemara in the Dorim that we saw together before brings it down, you reach the Madrega whereby not only does it become Nachalai Kael, but one has the Nachla of Hiskashus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which actually is the ultimate of Matan Torah. That every individual feels a personal sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Mamad Har Sinai is about. The famous vort that they say on Dayenu in the Haggadah, that ilu kervonu lifnei Har Sinai v'loi nosu nonu et HaTorah Dayenu. How can it be Dayenu if we didn't have Matan Torah? The hachomers for Matan Torah themselves bring Klal Yisrael to a Madrega. Fashteitzach, that with Kabbalah HaTorah itself, obviously we're in a much stronger position. But we have to appreciate what it means to get to that level of Matan Torah, which is itself about, on the one hand, being Mufkal HaKoyel, and yet having an aspiration that I will be able, through that Kabbalah HaTorah, to build, but to build for whom? To build for Klal Yisrael. That the ki'ish echod, b'leiv echod, the development of my own heart is not for my own well-being, is not for my own self-interest. That's the difference, I think, between the Loshen of the Medrash of Hefka and the Loshen of the Gemara of Mufka Lakoyim. That on the one hand, Hefka means the personal tikkun amidas and ability to put to one side self-interest, and Mufka Lakoyim means to be there accessible for others to be able to grow through me, to facilitate the growth and the godliness of others. Which brings me to perhaps one of the most moving and realistic expressions that I've ever had the zechus to personally see, and takes me back to the Yeshiva Shiorim when I was zeicher to learn in Be'er Yaakov, And when it came to the Chanukah Masiba, when the Bochim would gather together, and Rav Moshe Shmuel Tzal would walk in, and Mashkiach Tzal would walk in, so the Bochim used to sing, as Bochim sing everywhere, Su'ushoim Roshechem. When the Mashkiach, who generally was not so demonstrative in his Hanhogah, would walk in, when Rav Moshe Tzal walked in, and the Bochim would stand up and would start singing, he would suddenly wave his arms around, and he would shout out, Leilonu Hashem, Leilonu, Ki L'Shimcha Ten Kavod. In other words, to understand that yes, the singing of Su'ushoim Roshechem is an expression of Kavod HaTorah and Ha'arocha for Gadlus HaTorah. And that it's wonderful to draw that out of people. But one has to show equally, Leilonu Hashem, Leilonu, Ki L'Shimcha Ten Kavod. That's the Bamidbar Sinai, where a person exposes themselves to being taken right back to the basics of being Hefka, of Mufka Lakoil, but with an ambition and an aspiration, L'Toiva Faklal, with no self-interest, to be other than the Liban Shel Yisrael, of which one is a part, to be able to build that Eihel Mayit. Let me conclude with a beautiful thought that I saw just in looking through this week's parsha from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky about the psukim a little bit later on in the parsha. A little bit later on in the parsha, we read how Ishal Digloi Va'oisis Leveisav Yisom Yacham Uvnei Yisrael, how Klal Yisrael had to encamp each person according to his flag, the ensign, according to the families. Mineged Soviv La'oyal Moed Yacham. They were opposite and around the Eihel Moed, that was how they encamped. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks the question, why is it only now, Bashona HaShemis, the Echon L'Chidish Ir, that they find the instructions as to how they're to encamp, and that have Ishal Digl the Oysus L'Veisa Veisam? And he asks another question with this as well. Isn't there a Sakona in Ishal Digl the Oysus L'Veisa Veisam? Once you start dividing up the identity of Klal Yisrael into different flags and different constituent groups, then surely you lose out on the whole element of Bamidbar Sinai of Liban Shel Yisrael Chatu. The answers that the latter part of the pasuk itself is the issue. Concludes the pasuk Soviv La'ehel Moed Yachanu. When one has actually achieved that focal point, that anchorage of Soviv La'ehel Moed Yachanu, then there's no longer a sakom in developing the individuality and the koichas of every person. Adrava, you can have Ishal Digloi Va'osus Leveis HaVeisam, you can build your own Eihel Moed when it's rooted in the knowledge and understanding of the Bamidbar Sinai being the Yesod, the bedrock from which one builds the Eihel Moed. And that is Sof Maisav Machshava Tuchila, the title of today's shir, Mimidbar Matona, that it is when you have least that actually you are able to become the most. And the challenge of Kabbalah Satsayra is to take ourselves back to basics, away from the attachment to Gashmius, away from the attachment to a world in which there is a continual pressure to succeed in those things which are least transcendent and significant in the Olam HaRuchani, in the Olam HaEmes, in the Harochim of Emes. And through that, to be able, Bamidbar Sinai, to come to Ba'eha Mayed, that the Shekhinah rests within the middle, within the central focal point of Gans Klal Yisrael, and through that, with Zoicha, to Kabbalah Satera, and to every possible bracha and success at Biafil Tzedek in Heir of your name. Amen.